This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We're leaving Karen's house. We're going to pick up David Huntsberger.
The star of Sci-Fi's new series. Is it called Reactor?
I think it is. That does sound right. I
should
know.
I think it's Reactor. I've watched some trailers for it, and I find him so delightful, that David Huntsberger.
I like the promotional thing I saw where it was a multiplicity, David, of him doing many characters, interacting with himself, I assume, with green screen technology.
Or it must have been. Well, it is the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, they might have been doing some,
experiments.
Stem cell research.
Yeah, that'd be
creating clones of him.
If his show can actually cure Alzheimer's, I would really watch it.
I bet it will. I'm not putting it past him. He's a smart guy.
I bet he has the power to reduce inflammation and brain plaques. And he's got a great face.
He does have a great face.
He has a face of someone. It's like he reminds me of someone I used to know.
He reminds you of Gautier?
Yes, because he's never wearing a shirt.
He's always wearing body paint and camouflaged against some kind of backdrop.
And just scream singing about some fucking girl.
I lived with David for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I did notice periodically in living with him, I'd catch him in certain light and I'd be like, wow, I've got a handsome roommate.
Would your heart skip a beat sometimes?
No, I mean, come on,
Don't
Karen.
Don't be crazy,
you know,
Karen.
My orientation.
Of course.
Lend itself to that lifestyle. Not that if it was, then it'd be. I would love to be in that lifestyle, but it's less complicated, I feel. But that's what a lot of. I think that's almost homophobic to say. I'm going to take it back.
Well, it's not homophobic as much as just a little grass is greener situation.
Right, and I need to stop doing that with my life.
Right, because you've got a pretty great life.
I mean, thank you. It's okay. I've had a good week.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to Baltimore on Tuesday.
Great.
To be in a football commercial.
Is this a national?
No, it's not the big one.
Is it the medium one?
It is a low-level pay gig, but...
But a gig.
It's something where they...
Should I roll that out?
Well, it just doesn't... last time people reminded me I was being abusive and not letting
you... They were incorrect in saying that. But we have to have one or the other because it's the summertime in Los Angeles.
Yes. Okay. I will just... This will be a low car level sound podcast. Anyway, I went into this audition and they said, what do you know about football? And I didn't lie and I said, you know, I don't really follow football. And I got it.
Do you think that's why?
I don't know. They just kind of changed the character, because when I went in to do wardrobe, they said, dress him up like someone that doesn't want to be there. Which is kind of how I felt during the audition. I saw what it would pay. I wasn't super excited about the pay. I kind of didn't want to get it. And yeah. Anytime you don't want something,
that's the secret.
That's when you get it, because I was like, I don't have time for this. When can I leave?
Is it here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you were going to say, pray tell. I don't know how to properly use it.
Is it here, lamb chop? That seems like, pray tell seems like a grandma thing to say. That way,
I think straight.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. We are after the podcast. Well, we're going to loop around and drop. Technically, we are dropping a comedian off somewhere, not the airport, but at an engagement party. Our friend Tig, Dave and I, our old roommate, and your friend, is having her engagement party.
Is it Tig Welch?
Tig Seinfeld.
Tig Seinfeld, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
The famous Tig Seinfeld.
Tig McMurphy, who I went to high school with.
Do you know another Tig?
That's my joke.
Oh,
there's
of course.
There's only one Tig.
There is yeah. only one. Wouldn't that be great if you could just go by your first name?
Karen?
We are here. And David, I assume.
And we're queer, turns out.
I'm going to say we're here.
And then say we're queer. And
well,
then say
I don't have that much time.
Okay.
I did.
What if it came up automatically on your...
It's like, wow, I've been saying that a lot.
It just keeps coming up. when Chris came to meet me, of course I was running late. And you had the greatest expression when I came out the door trying to cover for how insane my hair looked. Didn't I look like a witch?
I did. That's not... the look on my face had to do with a lot of... I said this the other day. I'm always worried about the way I'm affecting people and what I'm making them think, when in reality, they're usually just thinking about themselves. And I'm going to...
That's true.
Right then, I had some internal issues, not gastrointestinal, but just, like, emotional.
Oh.
And any look on my face, not that I'm in a bad place, but I just was like...
You were thinking about something.
I was thinking about driving.
It's such a good point.
Why my coffee's bitter. It wasn't your wild, wet witch hair.
My hair looked insane.
I mean, now, once you bring attention to it, I will then agree, I guess, just to support you, because you know I support you.
You do, 100%.
Even when it's in you say talking poorly about yourself.
Well.
There is a beep. That was an interesting. This, I think I need to take the old Zoom into the shop.
Oh, really?
There is just weird.
Beeps and boops?
Beeps and boops and the occasional bop. There, I think just that was a blitzkrieg of bops. Oh, the Ramones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're
God.
All dead.
They
all died in a tragic practice. In a tragic garage practice.
That amp blew so big, it just blew straight up. Is that Henry Phillips?
Maybe, I bet. Yep, it is. I'd recognize that wispy hair. Looks like we have a new guest.
Dun, 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 dun,
nope, that's not Henry. Oh. No, that's a taller man with similar, well, Henry, he'd be upset if he saw us mistake.
I think.
It's a much older man.
We just wanted it to be him.
But that guy's a handsome guy.
No, yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's like, it's Henry from 100 feet away.
Wow.
I was just kind of excited.
Looks like there's going to be catering.
It looks like Ramones catering to me. There's some girls with some razor cut hair and tattoos and tank tops.
It is punk rock catering.
And there, is Tig going to go jogging before her big party?
Why is she in a jogging outfit?
Hi.
Hi, Tiggity.
Hi.
Hi, Tiggity. We're going to podcast with Huntsy B right before. We're going to podcast with Huntsberger.
Oh, great.
And then celebrate with you. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
We were both wondering why we were going to go jogging right now.
I'm going to take a walk.
You are going to go.
I just got some irritating news from an old friend.
Oh.
25 years.
You're going to walk it off?
Doesn't.
We're recording.
Marriage. Huh?
Oh.
We're recording.
Oh.
Well,
you go.
Now your friend knows.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, got a weird text today.
Weird. Yeah. Well, we'll talk.
Do you need that information right
Well, I do, because now I'm going to process it and talk you through it. Great. You know how I fix things. Good to see you.
Bye.
Tig looks good.
Take it all in.
Take it all in. She always had runner's legs. Well, Tig, she's got some firm getaway sticks. There is no better phrase than getaway sticks.
Getaway sticks is pretty great.
For my money.
No.
I paid $8.
You paid for that phrase?
Yeah, you have to pay to use it. It's owned by the same people that own the Happy Birthday song. This guy looks like the kind of guy that gets upset.
Oh.
We'll move out
when
of his
you
way.
Block his way. So, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, sorry.
It's okay. Oh, he was a sweetie.
He was very nice.
Why did I assume he gave that friendly wave?
You know what he was doing, which is something I do all the time? He holds his lips in his teeth, and it looks like you're mad, but you're just, like, holding your mouth closed.
Maybe it's because he is avoiding orthodontic work. I know before I got braces, part of my speech therapy was to tighten my lips, which would make them more taut, firm,
yes.
And push my teeth back into place.
Can your lips do that? That's the secret orthodontists don't want you to know.
Yeah.
You can give yourself lip braces.
Everything you can do with braces, you can do. I think it's a mic situation.
My mic was sliding down. Is it better? Because I have this dumb scoop neck shirt on.
It is just...
How about that?
It's... I just want to apologize to any... I talk a lot about the quality of the sound.
And not, then no one can ever tell. But,
I bet they can. I don't know. It's hard to know why it's... and then you don't know the kind of sounds I'm hearing. It's
exactly.
Almost like being a schizophrenic person. I'm just
it's
hearing...
podcast schizophrenic. Oh, no.
Blitzkrieg bop. Oh, if they had
Zion.
Just...
Zion!
If the wrong months had just been a little more irie... Blitzkrieg!
That's if the Ramones went to a reggae festival.
And it just rubbed off on them.
Yeah.
They're like, I had no idea. Punk rock is dead. Let's go to Mount Zion, you guys.
Let's get back to Jaw and really become Irie.
Let Jaw rule.
For once.
Well, okay. I thought you were coming to my place.
Oh shit. Is he in Echo Park? That's bad. Should we just do a should we just do a drive around?
I think we should take a break and wait for him.
Okay.
I don't know. Should we do that?
Is he coming over here?
It's important that we have a guest. I mean, you and I can rap a little bit more.
Yes, for sure. But I mean, is he going
he
to be
is.
Okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, well, it all remains to be seen.
Okay.
These are the pits and follies of me trying to run a thing, and boy, I just don't have great managerial skills.
None of us do.
More technical, as you can hear from the bleeping.
Look, we're doing our goddamnedest best when we kind of don't know what's going on.
Right.
Ever.
Well, I think we could both stand to get out of the car for a moment. I'm hot as the dickens.
Okay, well... Let's go down the hill to a Starbucks.
Let's go down the hill to a Starbucks, and we're going to take a little break. For now, how about some break music?
Good idea.
We have the rights to this, right?
Yep. How perfect.
And we're back, about to blast into, the street is so scary. What is this? Bundy?
It's Barham.
Barham.
It's Bundy in Overland.
God, it's
this
so,
is where
I mean, it's...
OJ killed his wife. Yeah.
I assume vehicularly, I've never heard about this. OJ killed somebody?
He did, it turns, well, they never got him for it.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, he must be innocent then.
Yeah,
he went
he
to
is.
Court, right?
Yeah.
Well, then why'd you say killed him? If he went to court and he was innocent.
Oh, it's just, I guess I'm racist.
That's what it is. It always comes to that.
Our guest is here.
Our guest is in the back of the car, David Huntsberger. Hi, David.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, buddy?
Well, it appears the air doesn't make it to the back of this car.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll turn off that mic.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Just crank it. We need to get comfortable.
I'm a little sweaty. Otherwise, I'm doing great.
You have a comedy concert tonight?
Yeah, the Junk Show, which you have done before, Christopher, but not Karen.
I've said I would, and then I just don't show up.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm a diva. Am I saying that right?
Diva?
I'm a diva. Sorry.
Oh, diva.
Thank you.
With a V.
Yes. A diva.
I'm a diva.
What do you have in store for the show tonight? Any surprises? Things up your sleeve?
Oh, yes. Many a thing. I've found some drifters.
Ooh.
I've handed out a number of cards to random strangers. The only kind of stranger, really.
Wait,
not a lot of organized
strangers.
Do one
of us get to kill a drifter tonight?
Oh,
that's
God.
The idea.
That would be so fun.
That would be...
I'm still working on the chant that we'll all get into with the blood upon our bodies and such.
Yes. And, finally, a show for me.
Yeah, yeah. The response so far, just in principle, has been positive. So I feel like it's kind of... I've never been to an orgy, but a lot of times I hear stories of people checking out. And I just would be so embarrassed if, one of us kills this guy. And then no one takes part in the blood or anything.
Yeah, that would
right,
be...
Right, right. And so you're saying it's a combination drifter, murder, and also orgy? Or that was just...
Well, if that's always on the table.
Yeah,
I
drifters.
Mean, you got a drifter body there, and you're not
things
rock
get
hard.
Sexy.
That's
yeah.
The one thing I like about drifters is they're so good at improvising and adapting to a situation.
Right.
Because they have these ideas knocking around their heads. And they'll just go with one of them if you present it.
Mm-hmm. Particularly when they're deceased.
Right, right. Yeah, they still fly by the seat of their pants.
Being dead is the ultimate yes and.
Yeah, it really is. Some of the best improvisers, that's why they're dead. But
yeah.
Del Close.
I mean, you're not allowed to say that name.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Copywritten.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
I've copyrighted my name, too, so I'd prefer you keep it out of your filthy mouths.
I apologize. We're already in trouble this episode because our hold music was the Beatles' Imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more.
SoundCloud is really cracking down on using music nowadays.
Oh, really?
For real?
That's the word on the street, yeah. So keep it under 15 seconds, you guys.
Oh, it was. It definitely
you're fine.
Was.
You're yeah. fine.
It was okay. Just a snippet.
David, I was going to ask you about your television show.
Yeah, that's we both want to. This guy is going to kill himself for America.
90% of bike riders are that guy. Squatty,
yeah.
Yet keep the seat too low so their legs get all weirdly bow-legged when they pedal.
Yeah.
And some sort of American flag paraphernalia fitting way too tight.
Yeah, just annoying, but they're going to live forever. I mean, did you see those legs? Compared to his elbows look like raisins, but his legs look like a young man's walking sticks. He's going forever.
Yeah.
You know that his heart's just like a hummingbird's.
He's really showing off going downhill here,
oh,
too.
Oh, I mean, the only reason he was riding that way is because he knew people were watching him.
Yeah, and he's pedaling going downhill like a real jerk.
Yeah.
Just coast. Sit back and enjoy it. You've earned it.
Yeah, you have earned it. There he is.
There
oh, he's
he
coasting.
Goes.
See, I love it when guys listen.
What if he was riding his bike to Universal City?
To go on the Jaws
just to
ride.
Go on some rides.
Oh, I would love it. I would explain why he's wearing red, white, and blue. You gotta be patriotic when you go to Universal City.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know
you
where
do?
You come from. Oh, yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I ride that tram. I'm nearly always in some sort of ISIS gear, or as goofs.
Yeah, yeah.
I went as a Taliban guy.
It always goes over. That's everyone's favorite joke.
Yeah,
when you go to a theme park.
They get to play kind of like a hero person, and I'm the bad guy.
Mm.
I get thrown into all sorts of different, areas of the park.
You sound really fun when you go to amusement park.
Oh, I get into it. When they go to punching me, I really, ooh, ah.
They go to punching you?
They get to punching
when
me.
When they get down to punching.
When they commence to punching.
And it always comes to that. Because I'll get, first called out for my gear, which no one likes. Then I get called out by someone who has a familiarity with the particular ethnicity of people involved in those organizations. And they don't care for me making a mockery of that. And so I've got kind of everybody against me.
Yeah, every direction.
Do you know how to walk the walk, talk the walk? Yeah, I know you can walk the walk, but can you talk the walk? I mean, do you know what...
I can walk the talk.
I don't... Oh, walk. Oh. That's what I meant to be saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't even... If I was pretending to be a terrorist, I wouldn't even know. I guess you say Allah a lot?
Yeah. It's just a significant amount of, thumbs down for any American stuff. And
you say Allah, Mount Zion, emancipate yourself.
I'll do some raspberries.
That is reggae.
Oh, it is reggae.
Right here in our nations. I just do stuff like that.
Oh, thumbs down.
Yeah, raspberry him.
Rude fart noises.
This is boring masturbating hand gesture. Mm-hmm. There's probably a better name for that.
The terror move?
Yes, the terror move. Yeah. The terror tug.
The tug of terror.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Young man, are you in there tugging your terror?
I'm combing
against
my hair.
America.
I'm combing my hair for America, Mom. Jeez.
And so that's the theme of your new show?
Yeah, oh. Predominantly.
give us a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
We're both very excited about your new Sci-Fi show.
Thank you. That's S-Y-F-Y. And FYI, the show is a clip show that has like an interview component. It has sketches and it has some news mixed in as well. So it opens with me kind of catching everybody up on shows, a little quick clip, some goofs afterward, then maybe sit down with somebody from that world, chat with them a bit, have them help them plug their upcoming project, and so on.
This is like a soup type show.
It is, but there's no green screen. So it's there's an actual physical screen, and then I sit down at a desk and do some... It's components of many shows that already exist.
Are you going to be wearing a tie and jacket?
No.
Right.
In fact, there's been a lot of decision making going on there. Me wanting to be in like some sort of animal outfit. And them wanting me to look respectable. So I'll be in kind of like collared shirts, but real cashed up.
Collared shirts covered in koalas.
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah, you got to compromise with them somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you're the star.
See, what's misleading, in the promo, a lot of green screens were used. There was a multiplicity situation where there was many of you.
Yeah, that wasn't a green screen, though.
That was a bunch of you. I knew it.
Yeah,
it was stem cell clones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't... I mean, we lived together. You didn't see my guys?
I never did see those guys.
Oh, they're quiet. I mean, that's how I could pay rent.
I thought you were just moody and occasionally talked like a paperboy.
Yeah, my old-timey guy, you never caught on that wasn't me?
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that guy, he's like 75 years old.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
No wonder it was so easy for you to pay rent, too, all those incomes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I wasn't even there.
What?
Yeah, I'm off cryogenically doing stuff.
I'm starting to... You were off cryogenically doing stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been lied to, but I had fun with all of you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But you're not friends with him, actually. You're friends with the...
I don't even know which one you use back there now.
I'm that one that you like the most.
Ah, it's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean my favorite?
I'm your favorite clone. Yeah, that'd be a good way to clear up arguments you have with people.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm my clone.
I'm sorry.
It'd
sent out the
bad clone.
It'd also
be a good new show for the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
My favorite clone.
My favorite clone is great. That's all you have to do is walk into a pitch meeting, say those words, push some papers off a desk and flip them off and walk out, and you got yourself a green thumb. Green headlight. Green light to thumbs up.
Green light.
You got that green thumb.
Yeah, once you do that, you pitch a show, suddenly you're a terrific gardener.
You throw those papers on the floor, boom, plants everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's a green thumb.
They're tiny papers. Some people call them seeds. And then, boom, you've got a garden.
And what's new with you guys?
Oh, us? We're just... Well, I mean, I've been... I got a commercial where I'm... with a couple football players.
Oh, sweet.
Drew Brees is one.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, I got to go. And the other, Flacco, something.
Oh, yeah.
Flacco Waka Flame?
Yeah. So I got to go to Baltimore on Tuesday.
Cool.
And shoot a commercial, and then I'll be back.
And you're helping out with Reactor 2.
Yes, I hope so. That's why I'm going to be gone. I was going to do crowd warm-up for David's show, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in there, throw candy at them, keep them happy, tell some stories about my cat peeing on his laundry, and then I'm, you know.
Then you're out of there.
And I hope I didn't jeopardize my position.
Not at all, man.
Because I didn't hear back from the guy, and then I got worried. What if I blew it?
He emailed me and said everything was fine.
Okay.
So he just, and then
I probably had to go find somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I handled that. Because not that I'm worried. I trust everyone involved with the team, but if you've been to shows and the people they have doing audience warm-up, a lot of times they are really grandfathered in there.
Right.
Folks, we got a great show. Make some noise on the left over here. Who's visiting? Where are you from? Carson? Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, like a Gary Cannon type.
Yeah, nothing against that, but
nothing against him, but I was surprised that he took over for Pardo for the...
Well, because you know what? It's a whole different discipline, that crowd warm-up, than it's not stand-up. It's mm-hmm. it's crowd management.
So you're saying that maybe I'm not qualified to do it.
I don't know. I've never seen you in a large group. I've never seen you like manage a large group.
I mean, I worked at a daycare.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you do? Did you keep them quiet?
That was great. I threw them on my shoulders, ran around. I got
tiny
exercise.
Children applauding for hours at a time.
Chris with a mustache. Can I be on your... I had a mustache at the time, so they called me Chris with a mustache. That's not... what I didn't make them call me that. And then...
was there another Chris?
No. They just wanted to differentiate from the one that had walked in on that first day. Suddenly I came back with a mustache and my name changed. Yeah. But they would,
it helps them learn.
That's the lowest blow, is if you're the only Clyde and they call you, like, Clyde with a limp or something like that.
Or, like, if it's a rate, like, if you're Black Clyde, but there's no white Clyde. Why do you have to call me Black Clyde?
Unless, I hope there's a guy named Clyde who insists everyone calls him Black Clyde.
And he's just white?
Well, in my mind, he is of African-American.
I immediately see...
You like white Clyde? Call me Black Clyde.
Yeah, I just think of a goth guy because I don't go race with a
Stuff. He's like Black Francis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My guy's a little bit more on the nose.
Oh, okay.
I guess my guy was from the South.
Mm-hmm.
Your white. Black Clyde?
My Black Clyde was white and old. And the black part was just random.
Did he play harmonica or something along?
Yeah. He's out on the front porch.
Oh, uh-huh. I like that Clyde.
Giving directions.
Like a Cajun Creole shrimping guy.
Yeah. Just try to get some shoes on him.
Yeah.
He won't like it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It's real uncomfortable.
Only trying to put shoes on Black Clyde? I got to hear that story.
only for weddings or funerals.
And even then, they're made out of an intricate series of ropes.
And crawfish shells.
David is able to make moccasins. I've seen him make all kinds of footwear.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that a lot the last time he was on.
But since then, he made a really professional pair.
No.
Yeah.
How?
They had a sole on them. Tell us about your moccasins, Dave.
Do you wear them?
I wear them as much as humanly possible. This is my dark time of year because it's too hot to wear them. But I put, like, sheepskin inside them. I mean, they're really warm and comfortable. Because for my entire life, I've really envisioned myself as... I don't really like robes, but I need some slippers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I need my feet comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I would put a lot of hints out into the world, and never once as a gift did I receive them.
Oh, like some deer foams or something?
Deer foams?
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
It's a classic slipper brand.
Yeah, it's a classic slipper brand.
Yeah, Christmas something. Brand.
If I had known that, I would have done a lot of, like, deer foam hints, you know?
Well, it's good that you, because in my experience, you get deer foams from family members that don't love you.
Oh, no.
That's what, that
or
don't know
you.
Yeah, they don't know you, they don't love you. They toss you some slippers. It's like, weren't you wearing these last year?
Yeah, that is a gamble when you get someone slippers. Because then at Christmas, they're sitting around wearing slippers. You're like, oh, please don't unwrap it. I can't go back now.
And so,
they already have them?
Yeah, they already wear it. I've had these for 30 years.
And when you say you don't wear a robe with them, I'm imagining you naked with only slippers. But that might just have to do
with the shoes you make are slippers?
Yeah, I've resold a number of actual shoes. Okay. But, like, these I made from the floor up, I guess. Or wherever you start. I made them.
Yeah.
And I cut them up and sewed, like, stitched them together and all that. And then I had to run into the place where you get the stuff, and they were closed. And I was like, come on, I need to get in there. And the guy was like, sorry. And I said, I need one thing. And then he looked in, and they were like, yeah, let him come in. So I raced in, and then I was just kind of reaching around, and I grabbed this material to make the soles out of. And it ended up being the greatest sole. It's like, it has the same pattern as, you know, those Reeboks Forrest Gump wore?
Oh, I know the exact model. They're soft, they're white.
Yeah.
They're like aerobic leather.
Yep. And that's the tread that mine have, but they're black.
Oh, wow.
So they're really cushy and good and nice.
Wow. But not for going outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I wear them outside sometimes.
Really?
I wouldn't want to sprint in them. I think they'd come off. But yeah, I wear them outside all the time.
Forrest Gump did.
Yeah, but these have no laces. You
right.
know? These are big. Did you ever see those slippers that were like look like bear's feet?
Sure, I had a pair. They were fun. They were yeah. great novelty.
Oh, yeah. I that's ideally what I would have, because I had some of those as a kid and loved them.
Is that why you wanted to dress like an animal on your show?
Probably, yeah.
What's that group of people that have they like a flap in the back and they yeah. they yeah. love to each other?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you're not interested in that, are you, Dave?
You're talking about the Junk Show, and folks, we bring to you month in, month out, people in costumes just having their way with each other, smiles on their faces.
One time at that Promenade Playhouse in Santa Monica, there was upstairs above us a cuddle group
mm-hmm.
of strangers.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Who go, and there has to be inappropriate. I think everyone there, it's like, you know, they have to be strange. I'm just going to go ahead and assume that.
But strange?
You want to cuddle with strangers? It's a mm-hmm. cuddle group.
Yeah.
You lay down and put your arm around people, and there's guidelines and rules, you know.
As far as the gropes and whatnot.
Yeah, it's real technical stuff mm-hmm. about no pinks in no stinks, all that kind of stuff. And I just can't imagine that being a comfortable place.
I hear if you try anything, they can tase you. Is that true?
Really? They just hand out tasers?
True.
Yeah. Anyone can tase anyone once the cuddling starts.
So you're going in to relax, and around the perimeter are stationed some gentlemen with tasers at the ready.
No, the cuddlers themselves have the tasers.
Oh, fun.
So you can just kind of reach back and tase somebody.
Yeah, oh.
If need be.
Yeah, I'm getting into that.
Okay. So when it's high risk cuddling.
I wouldn't go otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always have someone there to monitor. They give you a towel, a taser, some condoms.
I've always found that phrase Mexican standoff to be a little bit insensitive, but if we could turn it into a cuddle standoff.
Yeah.
But just the same stakes. Oh, they've been a real cuddle standoff. Because that is so intimate. You're both there.
Right.
Electronics near each other's genitals.
Yes.
And who's going to squeeze the trigger first?
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game, like a trust game.
Mm-hmm. With a complete stranger.
Well, now I want to go to this cuddle group that doesn't exist.
It's the way you look at it.
Yeah.
You
got to talk it through.
See the positives.
And fabricate your own parameters.
You got to lie.
Because if you can find a way to be comfortable and calm, and yet one eye open, clearly ready for that tasing.
Yeah.
You're probably at the best you could be mentally.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you're describing most of my relationships. I don't even know that that makes sense. I just said that.
It's fun to say.
I think there's something there that resonates with everybody in the idea that that's kind of how you go through life in general.
Yeah.
Unnecessary worry, as if someone's about to taser your genitals.
Right.
With this a feeling above that of like, just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax. It's
just
not that
cuddle.
Big a deal. Just cuddle.
Let's cuddle. No one's going to tase you.
Yeah.
But they could.
Yeah.
But what if they do? Shut up, that voice.
You shut up. Now, David, on your show, are you the only person? Are you the only host?
Yeah. Tell us about this sketch.
And that's where, like, the clones thing came from, is originally I wanted to have all this weird stop-motion stuff and clay things talking to me, and the mailman was going to kiss me on the cheek and things like that.
Why can't you do that?
Yeah, they wanted to see a little bit more of my face. So then I was like, all right, how about this clones thing? And so it'll have the things that are topical, you know. So whatever spins off of that week, you know. So like Ant-Man's coming out, or Batman vs. Superman. So we might do like a parody or a spoof or some sort of goof or a little short thing. They're usually like 30 seconds or a minute long. Or a jape.
Or a jest.
If Ant-Man's mm-hmm. going to be on, are you going to have Paul Rudd on the show?
The first guest is not Paul Rudd. And but the publicity people have reached out to everyone, and so me being a naturally grudge-carrying citizen but also extraordinarily rewarded, like the first guest to me is a hero, so that'll have to wait and be revealed on Thursday.
Right,
but
right.
But
can
that
you,
person
you can tell me once we're done recording.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Oh.
And that
and then I'll know.
You'll know, and you'll feel that, just that great like refreshing sort of something that's really inconsequential, but I know it.
Right, and people listening right now, they will, just them knowing that I know, that's enough for them to just kind of, oh boy, vicariously on the edge of
yeah.
their seats.
Yeah. That sweet insider info.
They'll tune in just to know what you know.
Yeah.
Not see what the show is.
Yeah, not know yourself.
Just to get your knowledge.
Tune in to know what I might know, but don't know nothing for yourself. Do
and
you
listen
need a ride?
Next week to hear Do You Need a Ride, to hear who was on my show.
Exactly.
You don't need to watch the show.
No.
But please do.
But
I think people will
watch
enjoy
it. Sci-fi.
That's
yeah.
the kind of thing that
Channel.
Gets people to come back. Updates. I bet you're all wondering who that guest was, and then I'll say it.
Our show could turn into a reactor clip show where we are doing what David's doing for sci-fi on this show.
Yeah.
Almost like it's like Russian nesting dolls.
That'd be fantastic.
And then each one is hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, we stopped doing. Yeah. We stopped hosting the show. Yeah, that's good. I like this.
Yeah, that's one of the empires that he created. Is I host a show about a show.
That's my friend Tracy Katsky right there.
There's Tracy Katsky.
That's old Tracy Katsky.
Look at her. Oh, she picked one of the better mini Hondas.
Yeah.
Look at that van.
That's old Trey Katz.
There she goes.
There she is. Sorry.
I call her Stray Cats.
Stray Cats. David, when Sharknado 3 comes, how will that affect your life as a host on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Well, let me just go ahead and be a big timer and announce I want to finally come clean. I was at the Sharknado 3 party at Comic-Con.
You were?
Yeah. So I saw...
Was it crazy?
It was loud, and there was a swimming pool, and the drinks were good, and yeah, it was. I wouldn't say it was crazy. No one went in the pool. And no one was, like, fist fighting or anything. It was very pleasant.
Was Jared from Subway there? He was going to be in Sharknado
That's
3.
Right.
Yeah, they and iced him out on just purely circumstantial. That guy can't get any jurisprudence to save his life.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know much about the story. Everything I read about it, he's being dropped and accused. But the story was he had a friend that had a bunch of... child porn.
Yeah, that's what I tell people too.
Yeah.
I mean, it all comes down to body of work.
That's my friends.
Make a beloved sitcom that all of America likes. You can rape upwards of 30 people. But if you just get skinny from eating subs, you get one naked 4-year-old and you're done.
Boom.
What are all these DVDs hidden in these giant pants you used to wear? I just want the pants. I want those giant pants to be a place he hides things. Despicable things.
Horrible things that should be hidden or not exist, actually.
Yeah.
Funny. They shouldn't exist.
It's not funny at all.
No, it's not.
But it's great to talk about.
It is.
Redacted. Oh. That's just in case you didn't edit there and then you get me coming in just announcing what just happened. Redacted.
Redacted. Redacted.
Boy, this episode really jumped around a lot. Redacted.
I think we should go back to talking about the redacted.
Redacted. I guess I feel left out. Was redacted.
I mean, you know, like in they show like CIA files or FBI files,
sure.
And then there's just parts that are black bars.
Yeah, you know about my government past.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. You used to work for the DMV.
Oh God,
that black
I don't
bar,
know about your government past.
That information has been redacted, which means no one can look at it.
I miss that
removed.
Old job. I just almost always I just said, sir, slide it under the bulletproof glass.
You were a redactor and I host Reactor.
We're a lot of,
I mean, that's incredible.
Redactor's on after Reactor and it just takes out all the good stuff.
Maybe not the Reactor. Russian nesting dolls. It's just you guys go through Reactor and do a lot of redact.
You start talking and then it's 7 minutes. This is gonna be good.
I like it.
We're going to promote your show in so many different ways that impedes your show.
I'm into it. That sounds...
People like controversy.
People like things being withheld from them.
So tune in to the first episode if you want to hear Jared from Subway try and explain himself.
I just like to put it out there that Jared from Subway is in no way affiliated
That's
with
That's what David wants you to think, because it's the truth.
You're right, though, about... I always think this when people are accused of child pornography. I just entertain it in my mind that that is the worst thing that you can say about somebody, where immediately everyone assumes you're guilty, wants you to be guilty, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So just say, for example, Jared from Subway just discovered how to cure cancer and Big Pharma will no longer be necessary.
Yes. Right.
And then they slam something like that. Like, to me, that's so scary. Even though obviously
go ahead, Chris.
Oh no, a fireman, a sweet person that's a fireman and that works with my brother-in-law, somehow got his computer hacked into. It was then used for child stuff. He saw evidence of it and said someone hacked into my computer, and there was an investigation. He got fired as a fireman. it really damaged his life, and he 100% was innocent.
Yeah.
And they
say that's what Scientology used to do when people would try to go against Scientology and, like, get people out of it. They would flyer people's neighborhoods and say this person is a child molester.
Really?
Yeah. So then even when the people were innocent, they just know that that's like a lasting stain on anyone's character.
It is the stainiest of lasts.
And the worst, too, is that we immediately, if someone were, like,
you
Randy
believe
Quaid
it.
Is probably crazy. Mm-hmm. But we are already conditioned in the beginning to go, all right, there's no one looking after you. There's no one chasing you around. But if someone were to get a public forum to go, hey, the government is stealing all my stuff. They're impounding my car every week. They're taking all my documents and making them blah, 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 blah. And we'd go, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the scariest thing with all those, like, the NSA leaks and things like that is that we inherently don't trust one another. And when that's all it would take is just that one little, like, Karen Kilgariff has a chest full of child pornography. And we don't go, I knew it.
The end.
She always call it her treasures.
My precious moments?
I thought it was gold doubloons. Oh, Karen.
It's terrible.
I should have known. Well, for you, it won't be Kitty. It's some, like, a horse and a lady or something.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It's not. It's bad, but not as bad.
Well, ladies don't really. I don't think.
They have sex with their students all the time.
Yeah.
And we just kind of go, ah, it's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because we think boys want it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mary Kay Letourneau and that dude have been married 13 years.
They're still married.
Yeah, that is insane.
I'd like to say happily, but I don't know them. Who knows?
Yeah, they might bicker a lot.
Yeah.
There's an age difference. He always wants to talk about 3:11, and she wants to talk about Wham.
And when they are bickering, she has to tell him certain vocabulary words.
Yep. And then she's like, you're on detention.
It's like, you're not my tutor anymore.
Oh, I'm so flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. Stop filling my mouth with your words that I don't know.
You're going to need to know this for the test.
You
might as well learn it now.
Oh, that'd be weird if they still did role-playing where she was the teacher. But I guess healthy. Who are we to say?
No one knows what goes on in other people's relationships.
I just have boring, stationary, missionary love relationships. Maybe I should have been with a teacher. There was a few I would have liked to mix it up with.
You still have a chance.
Yeah, except for Miss Brandoff. She broke my
Those are the best regrets in life.
Yeah.
That you didn't run off with one of your teachers.
Teachers you didn't have sex with as a child.
That's the kind of regret someone that has never had a real problem would have. I wish I'd ran off with a teacher. What have I done with my life? Wow.
I was 12, but I was ahead of my years. She knew it.
It was a real love I felt.
So, David, not to change the subject, but what is
off of
the
child porn?
What is the part of living with me that you miss the most?
You're very quiet, and that when you would come out, we'd just laugh a lot.
Yeah,
so I miss that.
Thank you. Thanks. We did do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just said thank you like everyone's been saying the opposite of that. He's loud, and he's not fun when he comes out of his room.
He's fun in his room, so sometimes I want to go in there with him, laughing and tickling by himself. But then he'd come out solemn, quiet.
Demanding money for the phone bill.
Oh, God. He knows I always wanted a piece of his cash, his loot.
It's nice that you guys still have, like, a positive relationship because oftentimes when people are roommates, it ends badly.
Yeah. No, we didn't have a breakup at all.
No. It was more the house broke up with us against our will.
Yeah. Our landlord, a big grudge against you, good sir. And I forget his name, luckily.
Yeah.
But if I saw his dumb old man stonery surfer face.
Yeah, he's like an elderly stroke victim surfer guy.
Who inherited some money and then squandered it all away and had to use our rent money that we were paying him for other purposes and let his house lapse
Did
into
we
foreclosure.
Accidentally open something from the bank that said, the bank, this is our house, and you haven't been making payments. And we were like...
Something like that. We got a notice that said they're auctioning off the house you live in or something like that.
Why are we paying rent then? So we decided we'd squat that summer.
Good.
Right? And just not pay. And, of course, that just made a bunch of people upset. There was like 1 month where we didn't.
We just desperately wanted to squat, but it's just weird when you're like... the idea of having to peek up over your windowsill and be like, I'm an adult. Anyone out there?
Yeah.
Hurry, no, hurry, like sneak in here.
I think the way that I did screw them is I twice ordered for bulk pickup because there was a bunch, literally bags of garbage, like wet garbage spaghetti and papers.
Bags of spaghetti.
Just giant bags of spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti.
All over your sweater?
Yeah, M&M's mom's spaghetti. Giant bags of it. They're and I never...
Pre-thrown up spaghetti.
Yes, chewed up by a bird mother. And I never put it outside, so there was this garbage in the garage for weeks. And that's... I like to stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
We did that, too. I think there's kind of standard dumb ways that you do that when you're in your 20s, because we did that exact same thing in Sacramento. We moved out of a house and... filled the garage with bags of garbage and then just shut the garage door and drove away.
It feels good.
Yeah. I felt kind of guilty.
You shouldn't.
I did. I did too.
I mean...
Well, I think I went back after that and put some of that trash out. I don't
you
think
did?
It's... At some point, yeah.
I knew you did.
As much as I hated that guy, I didn't want him to have anything
you
on
know,
us.
You know, I saw him one night, Dave.
Yeah, you told me.
I saw him at Killer Shrimp, and I recognized his face, and he recognized me, but I'm like, this doesn't benefit me all at all to make a small talk. Just because I'm in a good mood, it would end with him yelling. So I just went, eh, and pretended. I just started waving at everyone in the room like I had a disorder.
Oh, look, the mayor's here. Yay.
Oh, the waver's in town.
I guess that's how I know that kid. He waved at me before.
You're like the Melrose Larry Green of Killer Shrimp.
I wish I know a lot of references. You know, is that from a book? Because I don't read.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Melrose Larry Green.
From a book. That's the guy from Stern that used to stand literally on Melrose holding a sign that said a bunch of dumb,
oh,
crazy
man.
Shit.
You know I'm a Stern head, right? I love that guy.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I like how he said, you're not a serious broadcaster if you have a podcast. You have to go to a market and become a radio DJ, terrestrial radio DJ. Otherwise, you're not a serious... His thought process is from the 80s.
Yeah. Well, and so is his hair.
Or a newspaper writer, man.
It would be weird, though. I mean, he built up this empire within that and then made $1 billion.
Right.
And then a lot of, I'm sure podcasters come up and they go, hey, I pretty much do what you do.
But without the money part. Yeah. So he has animosity. There was some episode where he's fighting with that Ari Shaffir, I've already mentioned.
It's been fun to watch.
I retell a lot of stories.
Over the course of, like, doing the road, you go do morning radio, and in the beginning, it was all the guys going, hey, what's with the podcast? I mean, you've got a podcast. And then, like, a year later, 2 years later, you come in, and they're like, hey, want to stick around and do our podcast after the show?
Oh, yeah. You're right. They do. The radio guys stop, and then they record a podcast after they do their broadcast. So funny to me. Well, we're back here at Tiggs. I know you
thank
have
you
a lot
ride,
to do
you
tonight. Of course.
Thank you for being here.
You guys, it was a delight. And would you guys think you'll watch Reactor? Be honest with me.
Yes.
It I'm sounds like something to. You
I'm
going to
get cable because of it.
Oh, good. Cool.
What
I hope you
sorry,
do.
What did you say? You're going to
I already DVR'd it because I was watching the promos that you were tweeting, and they're really funny.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Cool. I hope the show stays in that same vein. I hope it stays... silly and goofy like that. And that so far that we've done 2 test shows and they've been fun and easy, and so I'm excited. And thanks for putting the word out about it a little bit. I appreciate
of course.
It.
Yeah, everyone listening to this podcast, you just picked up hundreds of listeners.
Yay.
Yay. And also
and
keep an eye on Redactor as well.
Hundreds of people listen. Sometimes
yeah.
thousands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We had an episode where 9,000 people listened, David.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Did you have Barack Obama on?
Yep.
That explains it.
He was talking shit about Mark Maron.
We had a sculpture of Michelle Obama's arm on. Just that.
Well, very firm.
Now my new goal for this episode is 9,001 listeners.
You can do it.
Guys, come on. Tell your friends. This was a good one.
Please.
Watch Reactor.
Mm-hmm.
On Sci-Fi Networks. I'm sorry I say Sci-Fi.
Hey, that's
Sci-Fi.
Okay.
It's Thursday at what time?
Thursday at 11:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Night Owls.
Well, that'll do for your plugs. Sorry. You only
that
get one.
Plenty.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to Do You Need a Ride? I've been Chris Fairbanks.
I've been Karen Cooper.
Yeah, I've never done it that way.
No, I like it. Should we shake hands?
We just shook hands. For the record, for the first time ever, Karen and I shook hands. It felt very strange.
It was odd.
And looked uncomfortable.
Professional and authentic.
Mine are very moist. I apologize.
Mine are quite dry.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR!